of unfairness. Equal opportunity for equal status. Not enough help. Not my fault. They did this to themselves. Have to learn how to work the system. Can't help people, can't help themselves.
We all have said things like this. Freedom of speech leaves us the freedom to blame. Who is to blame for these children's lives? Sally is a beautiful, innocent second grader. She wears the same pink sweater that is so thin it looks like an unwoven cloth, faded black pants with holes in the knees, and sneakers that have two large holes on each side every day to school. She spends most of her day seeking for the teacher's attention.
Each year, I enter a new school in another state. Don't make friends easily.
She fights day in and day out to fit in with the rest of the class. She is never able to figure out what is going on in the classroom. Sally faces the horrendous challenge of trying to take care of her family and herself.
And after school, I hurry home and take care of my homework. Well, I try to, but no one at home can actually help me. They're too busy. After I struggle through the homework, I have to do my daily chores and cleaning the house and cooking dinner. Same thing I've been doing since I was 4 years old. It's hard for me to take care of my younger brother, Benny.
Benny struggles with autism.
No! No!
Although Sally cooks all the meals, there is barely enough food to feed her family, so she rarely gets any food herself. She depends on the school for breakfast and lunch.
My biggest fear is that I won't be able to get enough food and get sick. Then who will take care of my family?
My mom works at the Time Out Cafe. We live in a two-room apartment building. It gets very dirty.
After a 10-hour shift is finished, Sally's mother is exhausted. She usually passes out on the sofa, smoking a cigarette by the window, only to wake up and have to go back to her lonely, low-paying job in the morning.
I have no idea where my real dad is, and my stepfather is a dreamer. Mom says he has a physical problem and has to stay in the house. Great. He is no help to me.
Despite her home life, Sally has never skipped a day of school and always has an innocent smile on her face. Here is another real-life story about a short 12-year-old boy dressed in all baggy clothes by the name of Alfred. Younger children consider him a gangster. Older boys refer to him as a wannabe. He has an attitude with a foul mouth and a quick temper, yet he is a brilliant kid. He has a large vocabulary, phenomenal mathematics, and keeps up on the daily news.
Police responded to a stabbing earlier tonight. When they got to the apartment complex on West 25th, they found a trail of blood. Three people were sent to the hospital with stab wounds, one with serious injuries. Police are working to figure out what happened.
I worry about my own safety. Our home is surrounded and ruled by a bunch of gangs. My main concern is for the safety of Jermaine.
Jermaine is Alfred's mentally handicapped brother. His father and older brother are in prison for numerous crimes. His mother works long hours as a maid and is rarely around. Both of his parents are heavily involved with illegal drug trafficking. Alfred is a special case because, as you can tell, he is a drug baby, yet he turned out so bright. On the other hand, his brother was not as fortunate and struggles with mental handicaps.
My brother and I are always constantly messed with. I always have to watch my back. I prefer to be left alone by everyone, even my family. There have been too many times they have mixed alcohol and dangerous illegal drugs, and these situations have ended in a bad way. I am an easy target for them to take their frustrations out.
Alfred and Jermaine have never missed a day of school because school is the only place they feel safe. Alfred likes that everyone at the school is afraid of him. ¶¶ Americans have become quite cynical about the government these days. Placing blame has become a passion and a pastime. Blaming is just a shield of ignorance and self-absorption. You can play the blame game as long as you want. Yet, as future teachers, the blame game needs to stop with us. It is our duty and responsibility to motivate and challenge our students day in and day out. Fear of failure does not motivate these children. Failure is what they see every day and all their life has ever known. What motivates them are their own hopes and dreams for the future. Hopefulness is a factor that enables children to strive and to eventually recover from severe adversity. As a teacher, we need to accept the things we cannot change, have the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.